Hi, everyone, and welcome to Ion Markets Quick Takes. I'm Ali Curry, and every week, along with my guests, Amir Khwaja and Chris Barnes, we take a quick dive into the headlines on the Claris blog. Let's get started. Hi, Amir. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Ali.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you both here. Welcome to Quick Takes. Amir, let's start with you. What are your quick takes for this week? Which headline from the Claris FT blog would you like to discuss?
I did a blog called Third Quarter 2023 CCP Volumes and Share in Credit Derivatives and FX Derivatives. So I'll talk about that, starting with credit derivatives, in which index trading, so CDX, investment grade, high yield, emerging market, and iTraX Europe are the biggest product set. So the volume there is 10 times the volume on single name CDS. So again, volumes are down. So I guess the main story from a year earlier this quarter. But the main story here is the change in market share due to ICE Clear Europe, which is a UK registered CCP or domicile CCP, which is about to close down and for credit derivatives. And their volume is moving either to ICE Clear Credit in the US or LCH CDS Clear SA in France, which is a European CCP. So that's the main story. So there's some change in market share, particularly in iTraX Europe and single name in euros. And it does seem like more of the ICE Clear Europe credit share is going to LCH CDS Clear and SA than it is to ICE Clear Credit in the US, I think. So that's the main story there. I think in FX derivatives, which are really NDFs, non-durable forwards, FX options, and the G10 forwards, et cetera. You know, the market share is 98% LCH Forex Clear. NDF is the biggest volume product. I think about 3 trillion traded in the quarter, which is up 10% from the prior year. But the big story again here is that FX options volumes has doubled. Yeah. So it hit 360 billion in the quarter from below 150 a year earlier, right? So that's a big story because I think that has become by far the biggest OTC option cleared product. Yeah. In fact, probably the only, well, I guess there is some volume in swaptions on credit indices. Yeah. But again, it's tiny. That's the only other cleared OTC product. So FX options is looking good. So it looks like there's real increase in volume and outstanding notional there, LCH Forex Clear quarter on quarter into 2023, right? So I would say those would be my main takeaways.
Amir, quickly on credit. Q3 obviously covers September, which is a roll month for credit volumes. How do you go about making sense of whether those roll volumes have been up, what it means compared to Q2? Has there been any changes in Europe from rolling out of ICE and into LCH, etc.?
Good question, Chris. So in CCP view, you know, we basically collect the volumes at a index series level. So we can see the volume in the old contract and the new on the run contract. Yeah. I forget the version numbers. Yeah. So that breakdown is there. But normally because I'm comparing quarter on quarter, so I'm comparing the volume in this third quarter with the yearly third quarter, there's roll in both months. Right. So yes, I could have drilled down further and looked at how much traded in the two versions of the same series, of the same contract, the two series of the same contract, to see whether there was a difference.
So we'd look in CCP view to see if the old series was traded, for example, at ICE Europe, and the new series is mainly traded at LCH to see if the role was taken as a transition.
Correct. We could do that in the drill down. I didn't do it in the blog, but you know, people with extra data are able to do that. Yeah.
Cool. Makes sense. One thing on the FX I wanted to highlight, so not necessarily a question, Amir, although I would question why you didn't link to my original blog on this, but back in January this year, I wrote a blog called NDF Clearing, What's New in 2022, that looked at cleared NDF volumes compared to back then the recently published BIS survey, which gives you an average daily volume of NDFs for the global market. Back then, to put some numbers on it, the BIS reported in April 2022 an average daily volume of NDFs of $260 billion. CCP View in April 2022 had cleared volumes of $45 billion, average daily volumes. So that meant that about 17% of the global market was cleared for NDFs. I saw your blog, and of course, the blog is written in terms of quarterly volumes, but CCPView also publishes average daily volumes as well. So if I look at the average daily volumes for Q3 of 2023, in NDFs, they were actually at 60 yards. So the proportion of the global cleared market, assuming that it's been pretty stable in terms of total size, has increased from 17% to 23%, which I think is probably one of the fastest increases that we've seen, particularly for FX products, in terms of increasing amounts of the market being cleared. For NDFs, just to remind people, there isn't a clearing mandate. So this is all voluntary clearing. How voluntary it is has been a topic that I've written about before, because NDFs in bilateral space are subject to ISDA SIM and to uncleared margin rules. So the uncleared margin rules in this case can make it somewhat of an economic mandate to clear, because you send your NDFs into clearing, you benefit from multilateral netting. As long as you're not too directional, you can see in an initial margin benefit from clearing your NDF portfolio. So I just thought it worth highlighting in terms of this particular blog, looking at FX volumes, that we do have a complementary blog out there for the Clarus data back from January, and one that we should probably update sooner rather than later.
Yeah, go on, Chris. Yeah, you know, just a quick count. So you've written 35 blogs this year. So I will claim lack of memory on that NDF one that you wrote. Yes.
It's somewhat of a purpose of this podcast as well, to make sure that I read Amir's blogs and that Amir reads mine as well, right?
So we're saying, so NDF, so it's about 23% cleared volume economic. And did we have a rough idea on FX options? Clearly much lower. It's single digits, FX options clearing.
Tiny,
right? Because that's a large market of the overall cleared market.
But I think it's interesting to note that there's potential traction in both of the products at the same time. There's increases in FX options volumes, and there's increases in NDF as a proportion of the global market.
Yeah, and we're saying, you know, without a mandate, there are economic reasons why certain participants are choosing to move a bilateral product into clearing for clearing efficiencies or capital or leverage ratio, uncleared margin rule benefits. Yeah, so that's good.
And then just a general comment on the blog. I mean, it's another blog that's well suited to training AI, you know. Back to our last week's comments about these structured blogs, which are, they're not repetitive, that is unfair to say, but they are consistent in terms of their style and approach and content.
Yes. No, we could. I've noticed the on the Bloomberg website, their market summary often at the bottom says, written with the help of Bloomberg Automation, right? Which I assume is an AI type thing, right? So we need something that says written with the help of Clarus or Ion Automation. Yeah. Once we can get some AI on our private data in there, right?
Yeah, it's true.
That's the plan.
Ali, I will pass it over to you before you're replaced by an AI robot next week.
Well, let's hope that does not happen. Well, gentlemen, Amir, Chris, thank you for sharing your quick takes. Let's do it again next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ali.
And that's our episode for today. You can read more about these topics on the Clarus blog, and you can follow Ion Markets on X, formerly Twitter, and on LinkedIn. Until next week, thank you for joining us.